the Lives of the Third Temple, Part 82. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, nearly 800 pages, please contact us at our WhatsApp number, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you're going to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part one, because you have missed a massive lot of information. It's very important. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send the link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready. Welcome at Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study, this breakfast study this morning, will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We're now going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. I need us to now look at the preparation for a third Jewish temple, yearning for a third temple. The following research information comes directly from the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. Now, while studying the following information about the building of a third temple in Jerusalem, we also need to compare the word of Yahweh our Elohim, our 1611 King James Bible, with what is said. As previously, I will only refer to them as the researchers. Alright, now the researchers here, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. Now we will continue with the researchers. It starts the 137th Psalm, a hymn of the exile of Jerusalem during the Babylon captivity, literally expressed the yearning of the Jewish people for their own homeland, their city and their temple, then and now. I just want to know, this doesn't sound kosher to me. King David is writing about a temple that will be needed in the 21st century, which they say is the third temple, which is actually the fourth temple, because they forget about the temple that, or the church or the building which King David renovated, which he called the House of Yahweh, where he placed the Ark of the Covenant. That was the first temple. And then King Solomon came, his son, and he built the temple in Jerusalem, which was known as King Solomon's Temple, which was burned down and demolished by the Babylonians 570 AY, before Yahushua. Now we need to listen to this. Why would King David promulgate a temple in the future if his son is still got to build the first temple or the second temple? While studying, now I'm reading again the Temple Institute in Jerusalem's information. While studying the following information about the building of a third temple in Jerusalem, we also need to compare the word of Yahweh Elohim, that's now, our 1611 King James Bible, with what is said, the statements which is made. As previously, I will only refer to the researcher. Now they say, listen, the 137th Psalms, a hymn of the exile of Jerusalem during the Babylonian captivity, equivalently expressing the yearning of a Jewish people for their homeland, their city and the temple, which they lost. King King Nebuchadnezzar just demolished the city of Jerusalem and he broke down the temple. Now he says, for the Jewish people, for their homeland, their city and their temple, then and now. Then and now. Israel wasn't 3,000 years ago yearning for a temple in the 21st century. They didn't even knew that the temple, the second temple which Israel built while they was half in captivity at the end of the 70 years of captivity, which took them 49 years to build. David didn't know anything about the fact that that the temple that was going to be rebuilt would be burned down again in 70 AY by Emperor Titus. He didn't know it. Otherwise, if he heard, then he would have been for that temple. How would they know they're going to need another temple now? So they're using the situation to play their cards as if Israel was yearning for a temple, a third temple now, which was not the case. It's important to know that after King David, who wrote the Psalms, came his son, King Solomon, and he built a temple in Jerusalem known as the first temple. King David never anticipated a second or third temple. Immediately we find that the researchers is not telling the truth. So immediately in the first paragraph there is one massive lie. And this is what's going to happen throughout the study. They will be placing lies as if it is what the Word of God, as they call it, actually wants it to be like. You understand that? And this institute in Jerusalem, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, they are not a lot of messianic people. No. They full-blooded Orthodox Jews. And that we will find as we continue with the study. They expect a third temple for Yahushua to come and sit and reign in so that they can become messianic. But now they're not messianic people. They don't believe in Christ or in Jesus as the world knows him. No. They refused him. As the Israelites did 2,000 years ago when Barabbas and Pontius Pilate was there in Yeshua. And it's not Yeshua, it's Yahshua. Y-A-H, Yah, Yah, not Yeh, Yah. So, and what did Pontius Pilate say? I wash my hands, I find no sin in Yahushua. Then Israel shouted, let Barabbas go. But this is your Messiah. It's nothing of us. Let his blood be upon us and our children and our children's children. He's not our Messiah. They rejected him. And the Orthodox Jews today, in this 21st century, is still rejecting Yahushua. There's a lot of smoke screens that's been putting up, that's been built, smoke screens. Oh, we have to have a third temple in order for Yahushua or Yeshua to come and sit in to, on behalf, do the offerings. Why will the Messiah wants to offer any things? It's not what they want. It's the Orthodox Jews, they want to reinstate the 613 laws of Moses. That's what they want. The offering of black sacrifice, animal sacrifice. We are for sure became the high priest. And he became the offer lamb. But they want him to offer on their behalf in the temple, when we will see it as we continue. But it's not the real case. What they want the 613 laws of Moses reinstated. This is what they want. And Yaffa, the word says in Hebrew 7 verse 1, you can continue. Hebrew 7 verse 21 to Hebrew 7 verse 11 to 21. He says it's demolished the 613 laws has been demolished. Jehovah has got no interest in it. Why? Because he brought a new covenant, a new testament law, written with the blood of his son, Yahshua, and not the blood of any animals. Yeah. So we need to know, and you need to keep it in mind all the time. What is the reason for a third temple? Why all the pressure to have a third temple? Is to have the 613 laws instated. It's not as much as to have a temple where Yahshua will sit and offer. It's not a scripture that says he will sit in the temple. He won't. It's not him that will sit there. It is a Roman Catholic Pope that will sit there. Now they continue with their research. Jerusalem, city of peace, has known nearly 24 wars and destruction since the extents was first known to us from the biblical record. City of peace is Jerusalem. 24 or more wars and destructions. Now you must listen to this part about Melchizedek. As we continue with this part of Melchizedek, I'm going to make certain comments which you will find if you go and read Hebrews 7, chapter 7. Abram's meeting with Melchizedek about 2000 before Yahshua reveals that there was in the city known then as Salem, even at the early date, a righteous Gentile king, Melchizedek, ruled there as a priest of God Most High, in brackets, El Eloi. Why will they use the word El or Eloi? Well, there's also titles of Yaffa. El, Eluah, Eloi, Elohim. So these are titles of Yahweh, the Most High. Where do we get the name? Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei, from right to left. Four letters, the tetragrammaton. Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei. You can't pronounce it. Then you add the two A's, the Aleph. Yod, then it becomes six letters. Because the four letters you can't pronounce. Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Aleph, Hei. Six letters. That is Yahweh's name. Yeah, but it was too holy to pronounce. No, no, no. If I read Isaiah 52, verse 6, he says, my people will know my name. I would suggest that you go and do the study that I'm busy with. What is your God's name? What is your God's name? If I start at chapter 1, and let us walk through the shallow water into the deep water. We start at the shallow water into the deeper water to find out what is Yahweh's real name. And why? Why has the idea been created that ordinary Jewish people were not permitted to utter the name of God? Only the high priest once a year had the right to utter his name, Yahweh. And then he will ascend. Then he will descend. And the holiest of holy will become full of smoke, the presence of Yahweh. Why? Because of the Ark of the Covenant. Now I just want to stop right here. If this is true, what the Bible says it is, and they want to build a third temple, where are they going to find the Ark of the Covenant? The original one. It's nowhere to be found in the world. The Ark of the Covenant. You can't find it anywhere in the world. It was hidden in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, King Babylon, 570 years AY. And it was hidden by the priest's sons. The priestly sons, they hide it underneath the temple, which was King Solomon's temple. There were chambers in different directions, and somewhere under the ground, in one of those chambers, up till today, in this 21st century, the Ark of the Covenant is. And you know what? They can build 3 temples, 4 temples, 5, 6, 7, 8 temples. They will never get the presence of smoke, Yaffa coming down in the smoke, to happen ever again. This is what they're yearning for, is to be in the presence of Yaffa Almighty, as they showed here, El, or Eloi, El, or Elon. They want to be in the presence, and you can't. The presence was there because of the Ark of the Covenant, and the Torah that was one of the objects in the Ark of the Covenant. Now yes, till tomorrow morning, if it's Yaffa's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.